What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Yes.
So remember when
it's been
we said,
so long.
It's been so long.
I haven't seen you.
I know. We took a nap break again.
Wow.
Took a nap break. Got to take an old power nap. Recharge the old...
It's been forever since we've recorded.
It's been so long.
Oh my God.
It's been so long. Yo, let's just fucking jump in. Because the last episode,
Rose for Rose, the Bachelor.
The last episode ended with "to be continued," so we don't want to keep y'all dangling any longer.
What we should have done, we should have ended the last episode and just been like, "So this is Bros for Rose,"
or we should have been "Bros for Rose." This is the most dramatic.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Then started this
Hindsight
episode.
2020
episode. Yeah,
I think okay. Let's earmark that for next time. There's "to be continued" because that's
yeah.
gonna be a great bit.
That would be a great bit. We're gonna hold on to that. Keep that in the old coffers.
Check
mark. So we are still in Thailand, and we are.
We need to tie up some loose ends.
God, I hate you so much.
Because it was to be continued.
And they're in Thailand.
I'm so happy.
I hate you. We're just gonna pick up where we left off.
Like to be continued.
Just gonna fucking end this episode right now. Nope. This is...
I'm so proud of that.
You good?
Yes.
You good? You having fun?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're it's time for that rose ceremony we didn't get last week.
Yes.
So if you recall, last week. During the cocktail party, there was some drama between Anika and Nicole.
They were arguing a lot.
They're arguing a lot.
And the rest of the contestants.
And no one else was having it. And Colton wasn't having it. He was getting mad. So let's just breeze through this rose ceremony real quick. Everybody gets a rose except Anika and Nicole. Go home.
If you didn't see that coming, you're an idiot.
Here's the thing.
Not
I respect,
you. I'm talking to our nation of followers.
I respect... Colton just like, nope, both
this
of you.
Is,
like,
this is done. I'm done with
I'm,
you. I'm done with you.
I'm not taking sides. I don't care who's a bully. I don't care who's getting both of you. Go home.
Get
like,
out.
I liked that.
Yeah,
I liked too. It was a move. It was a move, and I liked it.
That's all we need to say about
that's
that.
That's all. That was it.
They wished him the best. We went on, and that's it.
That was it. That was the to be continued. Now
new,
tied up.
New date.
Dunzo.
New week.
New location. Where are we headed? We're going to Vietnam.
Yeah.
So we
and
get.
We're not gonna say that phrase or movie.
Nope.
Yeah, we are.
Because we're in Vietnam, and the women make it very clear. When you wake up. In Vietnam, there's only one thing to say.
And what is that, Alex?
Good morning, Vietnam! They say that.
But we did it better.
We did it better.
Because they did the Bachelor, like, cadence.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Which they should have fucking done it better.
Yeah. They should have... I know we can't have Robin Williams do this. But they should have at least brought in, I don't know, Fred Willard.
That'd be great. good morning, Vietnam.
Just bring in Fred Willard for this.
Give me one more Fred Willard.
Just one more Fred Willard. We'll see Fred Willard next season.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Because we can't lose him.
No, he's a staple now.
He's Chris Harrison's dad.
He's officially Chris Harrison's father.
Which means he's America's grandfather.
Yes.
Founding fathers be damned. It's Fred Willard or bust, all right?
So we're in Vietnam.
And it's time for a one-on-one date.
Right away.
Right away. We're not fucking around.
And as we always say, now it's even more. Like, there's two more women gone. Well, there's three because Elise left as well.
Yeah.
Three more women down. There's really not a lot left. No. So every one-on-one is like, everyone's like killing for that one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because there are some women who have not made the connection yet.
Yeah.
And they're really feeling a certain way, and they're like, I need this time. If I don't feel like this time, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And I get that. If you don't have that time by now, yeah, I wouldn't want to be there either. I just want to fucking leave.
Yeah, unless you're Kendall and you make it all the way to hometowns without having a single fucking run-on one date. Because you're just a wonderful, perfect human, Kendall.
Damn right.
Ugh, Kendall. First one-on-one date.
Yep.
It's for Hannah G.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you forgot Hannah G, she got the first impression rose.
First impression.
That first impression brush. First, the first...
The butterflies. The box of butterflies.
First impressions based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Look, if I can't make Thailand jokes, then fuck you.
It's not a movie we should joke about. No, it's not. We shouldn't joke about it. It was good.
Fuck off.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I loved it.
But they have like a spa date.
Yeah, which is a nice date in... we've talked about this. Nice date in real life. Boring to watch. Except
because, oh my god, so you know how at the beginning of every episode we say it's time to get horny? Colton and Hannah G took our advice.
Holy shit.
Hachi machi, these two.
Let me tell you something, boy. This was the horniest thing I have ever seen on this goddamn show.
So, like, they...
You know how Cassie... Okay, so we had a taste last week when Cassie is just getting that make-out sesh.
Yep.
I mean, this was as close as ABC has gotten to showing me porn.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's been timed. There was almost a minute! And then, separate your faces! So they start off, like, in the spa, and they're, like, kissing a bunch, like, a little bit here and there. They're, like, getting wrapped in banana leaves and you know, getting the facial treatments and everything. And then at one point, it's on. Hannah literally climbs on top of him and is just in him. And they even close up on it. He just butt grabs.
He goes for the butt!
He goes for the butt.
Colton goes for the butt!
But I think, here's the thing. But what's funny about it, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because he knew they zoomed in on it. Because he does a butt grab, but not a big old butt grab. He like butt grabs a little and is like, wait, I'm on camera.
Yeah.
Like it was one of those butt grabs.
Yep.
And I was like, he knew they could see it. But like, you know, he just wanted
like,
to kind
oh,
of
no,
like,
am I gonna,
plant
am,
that
am,
big butt
grab. Am I going to be known as the butt grab in Bachelor?
He is the butt grab in Bachelor! But I mean, dude, this was fucking... Like, this, how did they not do hand stuff?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, there's a point where she's just grinding into him on top of it. I mean, it's gratuitous.
Yeah.
It is fucking gratuitous. It's just, it's gross.
They make out in the spa. They make out in a shower. They make out, they're, like, changing into robes for their spa treatment. They put on robes and they make out. They get in the shower. They make out. They get their spa treatment. They climb on top of each other and they grab butts and they suck face and...
No, but it's in there, and then they're in the tub of mud.
They're in a tub of mud and they're just, like, jamming their tongues in each other's throats. It was dirty. Not because of the sexual implication, but because of the mud.
And then he literally has picked her up in the shower and is just fucking dry humping her.
Yeah!
Wet humping because it's water.
Because they're in a shower.
It's not sex.
No, not sex.
And I'm thinking, how are they showing me this? Look, I like some horniness.
Yeah.
I think we all do. In our own respective ways.
However we appreciate
this
it.
This was too much.
This was too much.
And I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yep.
It was too much. God damn, did they show me who's probably winning this whole contest.
Hooey.
I love Kaylin.
I love Kaylin.
I like Hannah. Hannah G is a good contestant.
I'm a fan of Cassie.
I like Tayshia. But damn it, Hannah G is winning this. I'm just saying it right now. I'm calling it right now. I don't know who's going to win. I think it's going to be her.
I really want to play Go the Distance right now. Because I feel like that's where we're headed.
I think that's what Colton's thinking. He's like, I just got to go the distance until Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he's going to...
We talk about Cat and Blue Balls. Like, that's...
How many pairs... Okay, not trying to be too gross here. He's got to have some fucking... protection down there, just like like, you know, like a ding,
like he's wearing a cup to like keep it like
cup, top
like
cup.
To keep like you like to,
he's gotta be wearing a cup.
Yeah. Otherwise it's gonna get weird. Like yeah.
I would have to.
Yeah, no, I like you like
you
yeah.
can't make out with a woman that hard and then not just be ready to go.
Yeah. I need some funny juice. Just
yeah. So fucking horny. Give me that shit. So horny. It really is surprisingly good.
Yeah. This is good podcasting.
This is good podcasting. Hey, we don't usually drink when we podcast, so this is nice.
We haven't in a while. We used to do it more, I think.
We used to eat a lot more.
Yeah, but then we realized that was gross.
Yeah. Our ASMR hasn't been great.
This is a fruit punch.
Ooh. I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Oh, you got ice in there, too?
Yeah.
I like the way you... Man, you're the best.
Yeah.
I didn't need that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Refreshment time is over. We went to the bar. We came back.
We went to the bar. Yeah. Had a couple cocktails.
Had a little rosé, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
It's great that we're recording so many episodes in a row because I feel like
we
the
just
audience
get sillier.
Will be able to hear just the progression of just, well, they keep mentioning funny juice. What are they talking about? Is it whiskey? Yeah, of course it is.
It is.
Are these two day drinking while they're recording a podcast? Of course they are. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you met them? No? Oh, well, you need to.
Well, now, if you want to hang out with them all the time, you can fucking do.
Yeah. We're really cool if you didn't
we're
know.
We're really cool.
We're really cool. We watched The Bachelor.
Do you know how many women I tell this to?
We both work with food.
Oh yeah.
One
of us stacks it. One of us cooks it.
We both we're funny. I think we're both very funny.
We're very affable.
Yeah.
Good word.
Affable. Good word.
Thank you.
Good word. You did well in the SATs, didn't you? Yeah.
Bah, bah,
bah. Yeah. Let's keep moving.
One important caveat.
Hit me.
He does say that he's falling in love with Hannah G.
He does say that.
First woman he says he's falling in love with.
So, yeah, him. So they smash parts into each other.
She doesn't get the rose.
For a while.
Yeah, no, he sends her home.
Yeah, sends her right home.
He doesn't.
Can you fucking imagine?
Should we joke about that a lot? Saying that as seriously as that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Fucking sends her home.
It was weird.
It was weird.
I just wanted to take a mud bath with someone.
I just wanted to fucking destroy someone with my tongue and then send him home. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Nope. No, thank you, sir. But so they go to the... So after, you know, dry humping in a spot for a while. Time for... Well, there's the evening part.
Oh,
of the
right.
Date.
Yeah,
evening part of the date where... Colton's like, Hannah, what's wrong with you? And Hannah says,
I don't think anything's wrong with you.
And
well,
Hannah, I don't know, my parents are divorced. And then Colton's like, okay, good enough, Rose.
That's essentially it. I think just, this was good for me though too, to see a little more of who Hannah is.
Yeah.
Because she talks about something that I felt about her.
Hit
which
me.
Is that she's super positive and super nice and they seem to be getting along, but I haven't seen any of who she is.
Yep.
And she's saying that, like, that's what people see of me and they think that that's what I am. There's a lot more depth to my character and a lot more depth to...
And she did admittedly tell, like, a pretty emotional story about how her parents separated and, like, how, like...
She remembers this one, like, her, like, she remembers this one, like, one time where her mom specifically did something that hurt her dad's feelings and it really hurt her.
Yeah, it was, like, when they, like, separated, it was, her dad, you know, always, like, prided himself on how well-kept their lawn was, which good for him.
Amen.
Yeah, lawns are important.
Very Hank Hill-ish.
Yeah, very Hank Hill. I can appreciate it. And when Hannah's mom, when they separated, when Hannah's mom like came to get her, her mom straight up just drove onto the lawn just to fuck it up.
Which is like that's some savage shit.
Savage as heck. Hannah G's mom, Mama G.
Mama G.
Mama G.
We're gonna probably going to hometowns.
Probably going to hometowns for this one. Mama G. We're going to be Papa G, though.
Yeah. Maybe.
Mama G, Papa G?
No, we don't necessarily know. Like,
we don't know.
Sometimes they don't always show the other parent.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you get, like, sort of, like, two separate, like, hometown dates, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I remember several seasons ago, like, Chase kind of had that. He had, like, they had, like, Chase's mom had like her a hometown date, and then they're like, and then he was like, "All right, Jojo, now we're gonna go meet my dad."
Right.
Like they like sort of did like separate dates because he's like, "Yeah, my parents really hate each other."
Not like each other.
Yeah.
Didn't Brian do something like that? Not Brian. on Becca's season. He had like kind of two. He brought him to the
Who's
places.
Brian?
Not Brian. Brian's from Rachel.
From Rachel's season.
Who was
yeah.
the other dude on Becca's season?
Blake.
It was a B. Didn't Blake kind of do a one?
I think so. Yeah, like, I think he did like two separate dates, like dad and mom dates. Yeah. Blake. We haven't gotten to do that in a while.
It felt good.
It felt good bringing that back.
So, Hannah G.
Hannah G.
talks about this. It was emotional, and because it had nothing to do with the earlier events because it was emotional. She
no,
got the rose.
She gets the rose. I like this Vulture recap because it says here, and I quote. She really opened up by telling a tame story of a seemingly typical childhood with the acceptable amount of hardship.
That's good.
Yeah.
Whoever writes these is great.
Yeah, shout-outs to who writes the Vulture the Vulture recaps that we just use as notes.
It's very,
Allie Barthwell. It's always Allie Barthwell, because I know I've said her name before.
She has the correct amount of sarcasm that all of these need to have.
Like, she also knows that this show is silly.
Which makes me very happy.
Let's get her on this podcast.
Yeah, dude.
She'll
be so much better than us.
Yeah, she'd be too good at this. Sorry, invitation revoked.
Sorry, Al, your ship has sailed.
Yeah. So, yeah, Colton says, you know, he's falling in love with Hannah. And now group date time. Group date time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Group date time. Cassie, Heather, Tayshia, Caitlin.
That was a good song.
Thank you.
We should do more songs.
We should do more songs. I'll get my guitar.
With Demi and the Hannahs.
Demi and the Hannahs. Cassie, Heather, Tayshia, Caitlin, Katie, Hannah B., Sydney, Demi. Boom. Date time.
You did it.
Date time. Group date.
And guess what they're going to be doing?
Fighting.
They're going to be kung fu fighting.
Well, okay. I want to
be... Even though it's not kung fu right now.
It's not kung fu. It's Vovinam, which is a Vietnamese fighting style.
I know, but it just... There's no... Wait, what's it called?
Vovinam?
Yeah, it's not called Everyone Was Vovinam Fighting.
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho.
Vovinam. That was very good.
Are you a fan of CeeLo Green's cover of Kung Fu Fighting? I'm just curious.
I am a fan of CeeLo
Green's
cover.
Yeah.
I also didn't know it existed until I watched
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
I think he made it for that movie.
Oh, awesome.
My favorite part of the song Kung Fu Fighting is there's a lyric in it that is more racist than the rest of them.
Yes!
Specifically, there were funky China men from funky Chinatown. Which, like...
But they were chopping them
to
up.
To quote John Mulaney, out of all the racial slurs, Chinaman has to be the laziest.
Yeah. See, you can comment on this.
Yeah. It also sounds a lot like Rocky Horror, Sweet Transvestite.
Yes.
From Transsexual Transylvania. Just like Funky Chinaman from Funky Chinatown. It's like...
I'm just a funky Chinaman
from funky Chinatown.
That is good.
Yeah. It's just but CeeLo Green takes that lyric out because he's a good wholesome
artist.
Yeah,
thank you, CeeLo.
Thanks, CeeLo. he's not.
Yeah, forget him.
Oh.
Whoa.
Topical from several years ago. So they get a little like fighting training.
So what does Colton want to do? He's like, all right, you know how these women are fighting for me? I want them to fight.
I
want them to take their bloodlust and get it out of each
yeah.
other.
Yeah, like and like Demi gets like into this. Like Demi goes like full like I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
She's like,
she goes full Fight Club.
She goes full Fight Club, but isn't a fighter.
Yeah,
but she's also
she's not good at it.
She's not good.
Kind of expected Demi to like have like a little. Little Eye of the Tiger in her, but she really didn't.
You know who did?
Hannah Beast.
She was ready to go.
Well,
Hannah
Beast was, she was fucking wild on the, remember the pirate date?
Yeah, but apparently she's like done some like martial arts before.
Yeah, she'll fucking take you down.
She was ready to go.
Yeah. Hannah Beast is, she ain't nothing to fuck with.
No, absolutely not. She's fucking...
So the women are all fighting each other. Heather does call it kung fu, and I'm like, that's wrong. Come on,
that's wrong.
Like, it's not kung fu. I just don't like it when every martial art is just boiled down to just kung fu, because you know there's a lot, and not just that. Like kung fu has a lot of different schools within it. Kung fu is very nuanced, like, and there's a lot of other martial arts. Like, just let's not make it all kung fu, okay?
Yeah.
All right, it's not all kung fu. Like the 2010 remake of The Karate Kid starring Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith. But they're not doing karate. They're doing kung fu.
That's true.
They're doing kung fu.
That's true.
Yeah.
They should have called the Kung Fu Kid.
In China, they did.
They did. Oh, they did.
Yeah. Nice.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, it is. It is. Jackie Chan.
What a legend.
What a legend that Jackie Chan. I love Jackie Chan. He's just like.
A We're national not. Icon and treasure.
He really is.
I think that's the word.
Yeah, he is.
To use.
Back on the fighting times. Fighting times.
Are there going to be a Rush Hour 4?
I don't think they're going to go do Rush Hour. I don't think they're doing Rush Hour again.
I think there's going to be Rush Hour 4.
Yeah?
I actually think it's going to happen.
Well, you know they're making another Shaft.
I'll watch it. So, yes, I know.
They're making another Shaft with, like, a new Shaft, Samuel L. Jackson Shaft, and the original Shaft. Like they're bringing the, like this is three generations of Shaft all coming together. I hope Michael Cera's in it.
Why?
Huh? Well, you know, have you heard Donald Glover stand up about Michael Cera playing Shaft?
Michael Cera's playing Shaft.
Hey, let's go get some hoes.
That would be. Okay. We don't think we can say hoes.
Huh? Our podcast is called Bros Before Rose. Like.
But it's not Bros Before Hoes.
But that's the influence of the name.
That's fair. No, you're right.
So everyone is kung fu fighting. Correct martial arts aside, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Everyone was kung fu fighting.
And then Colton's like, okay, we're done with this.
Because after the Demi fight, like...
Because he's like, okay.
Demi just kind of like...
You guys are getting too violent.
Was it Katie, I think?
Yeah.
She, like, punches her in the face.
It's like, you remember when we were, like...
They hug it out, though. Like, Demi was not mad at her. She was like, no, I'm not mad at you.
You remember when we worked at summer camp and, like, you could tell, like, these kids are getting a little too into dodgeball?
Yeah.
Like, shut it down. We got
to... Shut it down.
Yeah, we got to stop. Shut it down. Like, okay, that's basically what Colton had to do.
You're getting too violent. No.
That's
no,
what
no,
Colton...
No.
Like, Colton was like, all right, let's have a fun fighting tournament. And then when they actually start beating the shit out of each other, it's like, all right, shut it down. We got
to... It's like he thought there's no way this was gonna get to be too much, right?
Yeah. But he had to call it. It was weird.
Yeah. And they gave someone they gave Demi, I think, a trophy, and they never talked about it.
Yeah.
Because I think the show was like, this wasn't good. We shouldn't have literally made these women fight. This was bad.
this was bad.
Let's just forget it happened.
This was bad, guys. This was bad. Sorry. This is over. Sorry. Stop it. Like, we have to have something to air. Shit. But they do that. And then it's time for, like, the evening part, the group date cocktail party type. And this is the part where Sydney starts being like, I'm not loving this anymore.
Through the beginning of the date a little bit, she's like talking like, I really need it. I remember mentioning at the beginning, some of the women are like, I really need this one-on-one. I need to have this one-on-one. And the fact that she knew she was on this group date, to her, said a lot of like, I'm definitely not moving on in this.
Because especially since... Because
I know we haven't
that,
connected enough.
And with that group date card getting dropped, now Sydney knows she's not getting the next one-on-one date, which we know now is going to Kirpa.
Yes.
But so Sydney is starting to realize.
Which was a surprise.
Like,
I did not see that.
I didn't see that coming either.
I thought Kirpa was out.
Yeah. But Sydney is like starting to realize, like, I haven't had time with Colton. I'm not, like, I don't think I'm going to get enough time to, like, you know, because, like, hometowns is coming up. Like, this is, like, she started to pull a Jacqueline, you know? She's starting to.
But,
like,
wow, was this one of the most mature things I've seen in this show?
Yeah, because Sydney's a fucking adult.
Yeah, and she handles this like a goddamn adult.
Yeah.
She talks to him once, and she just, like, tries to see who the same page that they're on, and he's saying, Colton basically says, like, he really wants to see where, you know, like, explore this relationship more, and he'll give more to it as he can.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, and then she definitely doesn't feel it from him. She's like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
So she ends up going back and essentially saying that, you know, she feels like he's going for things that are easier.
Yeah.
And you see these very shiny things, and you see these new shiny things, and those are things you want, but you're not necessarily going after things that might really give you what you need.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's a thing you can do. I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm saying that's how I'm feeling, and I don't feel like our relationship is progressing far enough that it makes sense for me to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say anything rude to him.
Nope.
She doesn't demean him. She just says, this is how I'm feeling, and I think it's best if I go.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, I understand. I respect your decision.
Yeah.
He walks her out. And that's it for Sydney.
Goodbye, Sydney.
And I like Sydney a lot. I wish she was able to do more.
Yeah, me too. She was a real sleeper.
She seemed like she had a lot of potential, and hopefully she gets to have some
But like, on BIP. Yeah, no, she'll be on BIP. I'm pretty confident of that. But like, I think at this point in the season, and this feels really shitty to say because there's still a lot of women left, but like, Colton has made it pretty clear who the front runners are. And Sydney knows it ain't her.
Yeah.
She's
Sydney, you did the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. She did the right thing. Demi takes some time with Colton, and has a really interesting moment because she talks about her mother, who, as we know, has been in jail.
Has finally been released.
Today she was released from jail, and Demi has a really, like, she gets a hold of a cell phone, which, you know, not supposed to happen, but like, it was definitely a producer.
Oh, yeah, he's like, no, this is gold.
Yeah, and she like calls her mom. And she's like, hey, mom, I'm in Vietnam. How are you doing? And her mom's like, oh, I'm doing good, Demi. I'm like, not in jail anymore. And Demi says to her mom, it's like, I'm really proud of you. You're doing a great job. You're being a good girl. And I was like, it's a weird thing to say to your mother, Demi, but okay. Yeah.
Weird way to talk about your mother.
Yeah, weird way to talk to your mom, Demi.
You have a different dynamic.
Yeah. You have a different dynamic. You know, your mom was in jail. Sorry, the recap says, Demi is either a genius at playing this game or an impossibly dumb child.
Yes.
Which I'm like, yeah, okay. Oh, and then they follow up with, after watching this episode, I'm going to say it's both. which it might be. But, like, Colton talks to Demi's mom a little bit.
He just says hi.
Just says hi. Just says hi, Demi's mom.
What do you do? That's such a, hey, I've been dating your daughter and other women for a while.
On live television.
So
I know. So, I don't know how long you've been in jail, but there's this show called The Bachelor.
So yeah.
We're in Vietnam right now.
So what's prison like?
how was jail?
Is it like Orange is the New Black?
Like did you make wine in the toilet?
So how was it?
Tell me all, like,
are you in a gang?
If you pick a gang, I recommend you go Latin.
Yeah, I recommend go Latin. Solid.
Kimmy Schmidt references. Kimmy Schmidt reference. let's keep going. So bye bye Sydney. And then for some reason Tayshia gets the group date rose.
I think just because he likes Tayshia a lot and he knows he's gonna keep her around.
Yeah. Yeah, is that it for the group date?
I think at this point he just knows Tayshia's in his top four. And that's who he's giving it to.
Yep, that's true. Because again, like we've said, you know, this is Colton being like,
at this point, if you haven't had a one-on-one with him or you haven't really had a connection and you know you don't have a strong connection, you may as well just fucking get this.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, I could strongly say that there's at least three women who are like, oh yeah, I'm in his fucking top three.
At this point, I was fairly comfortable calling the top four.
I was comfortable calling a top three. A little iffy on the fourth.
I was a little iffy on some of them, but we'll talk about that later. Group date over. Time for the next one-on-one date.
Yes.
And it is with Kirpa.
Kirpa! Which, I think we need to mention one thing about Kirpa before we go into this thing about Kirpa. She had a weird fucking, last episode, a weird bandage on her face. No one knows what that was from.
Okay, I do.
What happened?
It was a, they explained it in a deleted scene that they put on YouTube.
Okay.
About how when they were in Thailand, Kirpa, in her own words, was being basic. And she was trying to, like, take pictures in front of the ocean. And she was, like, standing on a rock trying to take a picture. And the rock was slippery and she fell.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay, I was trying to be basic.
She literally said, I was trying to be basic and take a picture. And I fell.
Okay.
And she's like, I had to get stitches in my chin at a hospital in Thailand.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, you're good.
All right. Mystery solved.
Mystery solved, Kirpa. So
Kirpa, I just want to talk a little more about Kirpa.
Yeah.
We've gotten nothing of her.
No. We have seen very little of Kirpa.
Really very little of Kirpa. Like, she seems like she's having a good connection because she keeps getting a rose.
Yeah.
But
hey, what happened on this date? Because this recap just kind of glosses over it.
Nothing.
Does anything happen on this date?
No.
Like, what did they do?
I don't even remember.
Was this just like a walk-around date?
I think so. I think it was a walk-around date. Yeah.
I can't remember with this date at all. Kirpa's date.
Kirpa's date. Kirpa's dart.
Kirpa's date. Nobody.
They go swimming. I remember they jump in the water and they spear sea urchins. And they eat the sea urchins.
Okay.
Sea urchins. Wow, I'm so good. Because I am so good.
I googled Kirpa's date, and everything that shows up is about Kirpa's chin injury.
Dude, I told you it was a fucking mystery! Except for that one. That was Jeffrey C. Kirpus.
Attorney at law?
Attorney at law. Jeffrey C. Kirpus!
Jeffrey C. Kirpus, attorney at law. Clicking around.
So, yeah, so they go on a date, they get on a boat, they get into some bathing suits, and they jump in the water, and they use those, like, spears.
Yeah.
And they're, like, spearing sea urchins.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It is.
It kind of reminded me of Leo's date. Remember Leo's random one-on-one towards the end of Becca's season, where they just kind of go and into the ocean and spear?
And they just, like, leave him in the, and they go into the water?
No, that was a different one.
That was, like, the group date? He was on with, like, Wills and everyone?
Yes,
yeah.
But this is when she had a one-on-one with Leo, and they entered the Shuck Palace. Which is what we called that episode.
Right, yeah, the Shuck Palace. I remember that.
Because they were shucking oysters.
Yeah. God, this date really so just
they,
nothing
they,
happened.
They speared some sea urchins. They ate, I guess they ate some of them?
Yeah, you can eat those things.
And that was the main part of their date. And then they went to the evening portion.
Where they talk about things.
They talk about things. And, like again, we haven't seen much of Kirpa. She's a very low energy
person,
which is okay, like, but she's very reserved. And
yeah.
I think that's the thing about Colton. He's trying to understand more of her. And try to, like, bring that more out of her.
Yeah. Kirpa talks about how she was previously engaged.
Yes.
And
apparently they had talked about that before, because he goes, and you mentioned you were previously engaged, which, so I guess you're just dropping that fucking bombshell on us.
Yeah.
So Colton already knew that.
Yeah. Colton already knew that, but she apparently had been, like, with him for, like, 8 years.
Something like that.
And, like, he was also a virgin when they met,
and
so,
saving,
like,
himself, yeah.
Kirpa's like, I'm no stranger to dating virgins, Colton, because we can talk about this all season.
Yeah.
Talk more about Kirpa, not Kirpa, Colton's virginity.
Did you know Colton was a virgin?
I didn't, no.
Wow.
I know.
Fascinating.
It's weird how we don't talk about that.
What does
enough.
He have to lose?
What does he have to lose? It's weird how we don't talk about this enough. How Colton has never had sex before.
Never.
Cool. Kirpa gets a rose. This date was boring.
Yeah.
This date was boring.
It was horrible.
We're starting to approach, like,
critical mass.
Well, yeah, but, like, we talk about this every season, about how we're starting to approach the point of the season where things kind of stop being fun.
Yeah.
This happens every season.
But not yet, because we still
have
some stuff.
We still have some time. And we'll talk more about, like, the boring part of the season. No, it's not boring. It's just, like, the less... It's not the funny part of the season.
Right.
But it's also the most engaging.
It's true. Where the real relationships...
Like, we talk about how, like, there's nothing funny about how Ari dumped Becca on TV and it lasted 5 hours.
Wow.
But my God, did we watch all of those 5 hours? I don't think I blinked.
Fucking second.
Yeah.
Remember we say that? We shouldn't be watching this, but damn, it was engaging.
Oh,
television.
God, yeah. It was wild. But let's Ari, that was forever ago.
Yeah.
That was forever ago.
That was
ago.
A year ago.
Where are we now?
We're with Colton.
We're with Colton now.
This is
Ari who?
Ari who?
Colton Underwood's where it's at now, kids. So Kirpa's date ends.
She gets a rose.
She gets a rose.
She opens up to him well, and I was like, cool, good for her.
And now it's Demi time.
It's Demi time.
It's Demi time.
Trying to get demisexual.
I don't think that's
a real thing.
I know it's a real thing, but I don't think that's... It might be what we're talking about
here. But you know why? Because she says in her talking head... He's not probably not going to be a virgin when he leaves Vietnam. She was definitely going there to...
Oh, yeah, no, she was going... So Demi gets all dressed up.
She gets... Yeah, she's, like, ready to, like, make a move.
Yeah.
Make a pass at...
Like,
at her
like, no judgment. She's not wearing a lot of clothes when she goes to Colton. Because she pulls, like, that... Let's call it that Corinne move.
This was a very, yeah.
Of going to the bachelor's, like, hotel room.
Which he was certainly happy. Why don't people do it more? Because clearly the Bachelor like digs it when the women do.
Yeah, because like not on dates. What is he doing? He just sits alone. Like, in his
room.
I would
love it if one of those
wine.
Beautiful women like knocked on my door. And was like, hey, I want to hang out with you more. Awesome.
Yeah, like it's clearly allowed.
Yeah, because you can just do it.
Yeah. But she, you know, puts on her clothes.
And somehow no one noticed her leave.
Yeah.
She was very sneaky.
Yeah. Sneaky Demi, just
sneaky Demi. Oh, sneaky.
Oh, sneaky. All right. But she, you know, goes to Colton's hotel room and she's like, and she sit down. They have some wine, and she's
like, she decides to tell him,
I'm falling in love with you,
and everything's going so right, and then it just.
And then Colton uses so many words.
So
more words than I've heard Colton say all season. He uses so many words to tell Demi, go the fuck home.
Go the fuck home.
And at this point, I was watching this episode at home.
I was like, yo, I was not expecting this.
I was home watching this episode. My mom was asleep on the couch. So I didn't want to wake her up, but me and my sister, we were like standing in the living room, like jumping up, like what? Like we could not believe he was sending Demi home. Like I was
like this.
Like I thought Demi was just gonna have like some like bad rose ceremony.
Right.
But like no, like she got sent home outside
after saying I love.
Yeah.
I'm falling in love with you. Well, I'm not falling in love with you, so bye.
And because Colton had like, look, I respect your opinion, but I'm not feeling it.
I don't think I'm there.
Which
is okay. This isn't something wrong with Colton.
No,
he's allowed to not feel something for someone.
No. Like you're not. Like you don't have to be in love with all 30 of these women, nope. Colton. And like it'd be wrong if you were. But like he also is like, and this feels such like a silly sentence to say. Colton is a lot more mature than Demi.
Yes.
Demi does come off very immature, kind of.
Even though she's clearly gone through a lot of shit.
She's gone through a lot.
And
yeah.
Has matured her as a human.
Yes.
Being.
Yes. I agree. But I think, like, you know, just, like, I don't know. She's definitely very, she we've said this before about her. She's very aware she's on television. She's very aware she's playing
yeah.
a game.
No.
How long has the episode been? We've been at this for 37 minutes. Not
wow.
a whole lot of time.
Not a whole
yeah.
lot of time. Holy crap.
Yeah. We're not hitting those prime goofs right
That's
now.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's not much to goof on, though.
No, there's not enough goof. There's not enough goof.
Yep.
We need more goof. But yeah, Demi goes home. Bye.
And it was so she goes and she's like telling everyone and everyone's crying. No one can believe it. I'm crying a little bit on the inside because I'm like, yo, you don't want to go out like that.
Yeah.
This was rough.
Yeah. No, it's not a strong way to go home.
So that happens, and ooh, I think one thing that we didn't mention that Sydney had said that Demi also reciprocates.
Yeah.
Sydney says that there's people here who aren't ready to be married.
Yeah.
And then Demi, as she's leaving, who leaves quite classily, by the way. She
yeah.
doesn't just give him shit.
She doesn't, like, throw a fit like I kind of expected her to.
She also says that she doesn't believe that there's people here who are ready to get married.
Which, like, coming from Demi, that's a little
right, like,
suspect there. It's like, ooh, really? Demi thinks this?
That's a second person who said that. So
yeah.
Now Colton's mind is just going like...
Colton's got this in his head now.
Is some people not ready? Holy shit. It's literally his biggest fear, as he will say a lot now.
Yeah.
So that's all just kind of, like, spinning in his head. And in the morning, he talks to them about... Like, he talks to them about... Or it was in the morning? Or
yeah.
He does talk in the morning about Demi going home, right?
Yeah. Well, like, she obviously leaves, so they know, oh, she's gone now.
Right.
And she... So then they go directly into the rose ceremony.
But you know what? You know what drove me a little crazy, though?
Hit me.
You know how she just talked about, like... So look. Demi's like, just no one loves me, or why can't anyone love me? I need to be loved. Yes. But... You're 23.
Yeah.
You haven't experienced this much heartbreak at 23.
You're also going to do great on BIP.
You're going to do great on BIP. That's not the point. My point is girl, relax.
Yeah, girl, you young.
Relax.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, and like, yeah, that, and that's kind of where I am with all of these women at this point, because at this point, I think most of these women are like younger than 25.
Yes.
So with Demi and Sydney both gone, as we go into the rose ceremony, only one woman is going home at this point.
So yeah, so Colton's pretty much, I know who I'm sending home.
Yeah, so Hannah B., Kaylin, Cassie, and has-been-kissed Heather, they get roses, which when you remember, Hannah G. got a rose earlier in the night, and Tayshia got a rose earlier in the night.
And Kerpa.
And Kerpa. So the only person going home here is Katie.
And so Katie on her way out, she could kind of feel it. I think Katie knew she was going home.
Yeah.
And Katie, was the third person now this episode, then goes, hey, there's people here who are not ready to be married.
Yep.
And now Colton is mine is doing a fucking backflip.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know who isn't fucking ready.
Yeah. And this drama will continue into the next episode.
Drama.
This will continue because now Colton is starting to like freak out a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, he came into this like he wants to get married and all that, and he wants to propose at the end of this. But if there's a lot of people in here, they're not, you know, ready. Which, like, who's to say Colton even is? But that's besides the point.
Right.
What's the point of all this? You know, right, what's exactly. The point of this whole Goobas show?
Yeah, it's to find love and to get married.
Yeah. That's why we mentioned this a little bit this episode and last episode. Where is Chris?
Where the fuck has Chris been?
Where is Christopher?
All he did was come out because like the final
ladies, this is the final rose tonight. Rose. Colton, when you're ready.
And then Katie, you did not receive a rose tonight.
Take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Say your goodbyes. And that was it. I didn't get any fucking Harrison. Yeah. I just get these dumb talking Colton heads.
Yeah.
Where he's talking to a fucking video blog.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are emotional.
It's emotional.
But I want to see some Chris Harrison.
I want Christopher.
I want Chris to tell me how he's feeling.
Where's
Dad?
Where's our father?
Where's Dad?
Where is he?
Where's my father?
He needs to be more present in the lives of his children.
Absolutely.
His children being Colton and also us.
I need him more in my life.
Yeah. Because, like, you remember all of those, like, nice scenes of, like, Chris Harrison and Nick, like, sitting on a beach together, like, talking about stuff?
Just hashing it out.
And, like, just given, like, sort of, like, yeah, Colton is on the young side for The Bachelor. I figured, like, Chris Harrison was going to be in this show a lot. Like, going to be very fatherly.
That's what I wanted. Why did the show never give me the things that we need?
Yeah. Like, we need Christopher.
You know what the show is giving me?
Tell me.
It is giving me a lot of points because I am killing it in our fat band.
You are. Fantasy. You're doing pretty well.
I am. After these 2 weeks, I was sitting well ahead of Ben.
Yeah.
The no longer love doctor. I am the goddamn love king because clearly I understand what is going on in this fucking Goobas show. I'm killing it. I'm going for that fucking handshake.
Do it. You'll get it.
That's right.
You'll get it.
Suck it all. I know at least the rest of you listen to this podcast and this in our fantasy league. Suck it, all of you. I'm better than all of you.
So, one last thing.
It doesn't count for you.
No, I know.
Because we're co-hosts. The rest of you, just eat it.
One last thing to bring up. You know, we're next week is the week before hometowns.
Yes.
So next week is a big week. But it's important to point out that at this point, Colton has still not jumped over the fence.
Yeah. It's a coming.
It's coming.
The big moment.
Big moment.
Oh, fence time.
The fence is coming.
I can't wait for the fence jump.
Yeah, fence jump is going
to... Oh my God!
He did it! Like, we've been hyped on this fence jump for so long.
Dude, he's so athletic.
He is. As he's a sports boy. Oh, geez, this is a short episode.
But, no. We definitely extended it.
All right. You want to do Play the Game?
I do want to do Play the Game.
All right, let's do Play the Game. Play the music. So, Alan, what was your play of the game this week?
You know who I'm going to give it to?
Tell me.
I'm going to give it to Kerpa.
Give it to Kirk?
I'm going to give it to Kerpa, because I didn't know too much about Kerpa.
Yeah.
I was able to kind of, like, see her open up a little bit to Colton. But, you know, also, as well, when they were down in the water,
yep,
she speared the fuck out of one of those sea urchins.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, girl, you got some skill.
Yeah.
I was like, get at it. Get after it.
Nice.
Way to go.
Way to get those urchins.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my play of the game. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. My play of the game is... Fuck, I gave the same play of the game last week. I'm going to give my play of the game
To the sea captain watching them.
To the spa employees.
Who? Oh my god. Why am I not thinking of that? Because that had to be fucking... Oh my god, we forgot something!
What did we forget?
Not only did they have to watch them do that, they then had to play instruments for them later in the evening. They had to watch them basically fuck in the shower. And then they had to go, oh, now I gotta play music for these two white assholes.
Who are just
what
like
a fucking date.
Who
that
are just
was.
Spending their time.
What are,
just like,
what are those what are those white devils doing in there? They're just they're fucking. Like,
they're trying.
Oh, they're trying.
Oh boy,
that's what I couldn't believe either.
Yeah,
they also made them play music for them.
Yeah,
this was horrible.
Those poor spa employees—they need a little recognition.
Sorry, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah,
because that's some shit. Like, here, I'm trying to do my job. No, I'm trying to make out.
Yeah,
I'm,
no, I need to grab this girl's butt.
I
for
need to grab this girl's butt.
10 minutes.
It was just no. Okay. Look, I know we just did play the game, but I need to know how you felt about this date more.
We talked about it.
I just like, but like, was should we ever see this again?
No.
Okay. Good. Thank God. All right.
No.
I never want this again.
I don't want to watch any more Colton butt grabbing. But I know it's basically gonna be what the rest of the season is.
But let me tell you, we know Hannah's gonna go to hometowns. And,
yeah.
And almost guaranteed a fantasy suite.
Yeah.
How gratuitous are these fantasy suites going to be?
They're going to be wild.
Like,
maybe.
Seriously.
Maybe. Because remember,
man,
Colton's a virgin.
Colton's a virgin. Oh, my God, dude. Like, I'm just saying, like, this wasn't, okay. That's all I had to say about it. It was ridiculous.
Colton's a virgin. So, he's never had sex before. And I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that he's going to have to get another sex talk from Dad.
Oh, no, he is. But no. They've teased this.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the most glorious thing is when he's like, so I'm going to the fantasy suite to these women. How do I do
what
it?
What do I do?
What's sex?
Tell me what I do with this thing
that I've got.
What
I've had for 27 years.
What am I doing with it? What's,
How does it work?
How does this work?
What's going on?
And Colton's gonna be like, well, or Chris Harrison, well, son. that's up to you and the women to
you
define.
Have to, I love that Chris Harrison is always being respectful.
And Colton's gonna be like, no, please, I need very explicit instructions on what's going on.
I need
right
you
now.
To tell me. Yeah.
I need very explicit instructions. Please help me, please.
And then what's gonna happen is a plane is gonna fly over. And it's going to be super loud. And then you're not going to hear what Chris says. And you're just going to see hand motions.
Yeah.
And like, and then all of these like things going on. And then Colton's just going to like, that's how it works.
Yeah. Oh,
and, then,
okay.
And then he goes, and so that's it.
And then Colton's going to be like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
time.
Scene.
Time to go to the fuck palace. But we're not there yet. We still have weeks before the fuck
palace.
I'm like
so excited for the fuck palace.
It's gonna be a crazy week. Like I keep waiting for the moment when this season goes off the rails, which is
well,
I feel
he's
like
about
it's gonna
to go
be
off the fence.
Well, is he? We don't fucking know yet.
Yeah, is that what? Is that even? Yeah, dude, is it about to go off the fence?
We'll
Who
see.
Knows?
We'll see.
Oh, I'm so excited.
God, that's the episode though. This is a short episode.
It is, but I think we covered. But like, wow, nothing happened.
Yeah, this was like, yeah, and we covered the horniest bits, Hannah G. And
which,
her,
that was it. That was the thing that happened.
That was it.
And some women left, and they had a, like, that's it. And Colton's scared.
Yeah.
We did it.
It's just really short.
You want to talk about video games?
So you've been playing Apex Legends.
I shouldn't have said shit. I have. It's amazing.
Yeah. Can we, this isn't related to Apex Legends at all. It's video game related. I'm personally kind of underwhelmed by Kingdom Hearts 3.
I get it, but I'm having a great time.
Like, here's no like, one,
like,
give, no one gives a shit about this.
No one gives a shit about this.
No one gives a shit about
but that's
this.
That's why it's at the end.
That's why. Ready for Captain Marvel comes out pretty soon.
Dude, I'm so excited. Dude, I want to see... I'm going to call it Alison Brie. That's not what I want to do.
You're thinking of Alison Brie. We're talking about Brie Larson.
I know it's Brie Larson, but I'm saying we've had this problem.
And more than once, we've accidentally said Brie Olson, who is a porn star.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
There's too many of them in my life!
Too many Bries. There's also Brie cheese, which is very good.
Oh my god, have you ever had a baked Brie cheese?
Oh yes, I have.
Oh my god, the decadence.
Oh, how decadent. Oh yes. How delightfully rich.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
This podcast fucking sucks.
Oh god, it's so good though. We have to make it at least 50 minutes.
We're so close. Yo, the genie looks weird in that Aladdin movie.
Dude, for real? No, it's not good. It's not good. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. Will Smith, what are you doing?
50 minutes.
This is career switching. Oh, it's Bros Before Rose.
Guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. We're available on podcast apps. We're available on places. Check us out on Facebook.
Which you should know because you're fucking listening to us right now.
Facebook.com/BrosBeforeRoseCast. Check us out.
Woo!
Instagram, Twitter. We don't have one for the podcast. We have our own individual ones. I don't know. Follow us.
We don't know why we haven't made one yet.
We'll get to it. Old Man Beefy.
And Postmas 91.
Yo, yo.
Yo. What are we gonna say?
I don't know.
I'm Alan Moss.
I'm Alex Toy.
This has been the most
dramatic
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also been super horny.
Super horny.
Seriously, I never want to get this one. Oh, we're gonna Discovery Channel.